I tie my little brother to a stake. Hang on, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's way up on the beach. The tide never comes in that far, not even during hurricane season. The ropes are the nylon kind, so they aren't hard and scratchy. Besides, he thinks we're playing a game of cowboys and pirates. He's expecting to be shanghaied most of the day. Mom gave us a big breakfast before we left this morning. He'll be fine. I have to do it. Finley, that's my little brother, he's a pain in the rumpus. Now, before giving me a hard time about using the word rumpus, let's just say that the last time I chose a different word, I got a mouthful of soap and no TV for a week. So rumpus is as hardcore as it gets around here. Most of the time. Deal with it. Anyhow, I am constantly, and I mean constantly, getting Finley out of scrapes. I once told him, "Don't follow me into the deep end, it's too deep for you." And before you could say, "Stupid drowning brother," he was sputtering and flailing, and I had to drag his rumpus back to the shallow end. Then there was the time we put pennies on the railway tracks, so they'd get squashed flat like in those crank machines, except for free. There was Finley with his shoes untied like a total doofus. I said, "Finley, tie your shoes. You're gonna trip." Next thing I knew, not only did he trip, but he got all tangled up in the tracks, and there was a train coming. Tasted my lunch twice that day. Sweat's busting out on my back just thinking about it. Obviously, he came through, 'cause there he is, cinched up like a gym shoe, not even struggling to get free. Sweet kid. I put the beach umbrella over him. No sunburn for him today. The point is, I have the one and only map through Zombie Cave to Pirate Pete's treasure, and there is no way Finley is coming with me. So, brother incapacitated. Check. Map. Check. Miner's hat and pitchfork. Check. Swiss Army knife. Check. Candy bar. Check. I'm good to go. You can't go wrong with a Swiss Army knife in your pocket. The thing's got tiny scissors in it, for crying out loud. I cut pizza with them once. The hat and pitchfork I had to bury behind the beach dumpster last night so as to not tip off Finley. They're all sandy, so I flicked the light on the hat a few times. It works. I have a flashlight, too, but I'll leave it behind. I don't want a clunky flashlight. Since I'll need two hands for leverage, the miner's hat lets me see in the dark. The pitchfork is for impaling zombie brains without getting too close. I give it some practice thrusts at the air. And as soon as Finley sees the pitchfork, he knows what I'm up to. We've talked about zombie killing before, and it's not like we live on a farm. Closest thing we've got to a cow is the fake one standing in front of the gas station near Fogart Street. The only good reason to have a pitchfork around here is to stab the undead.
"Oh, come on, Mick. Let me come too. I can help find Pirate Pete's treasure. Please, Mick, I know how to kill zombies. Don't leave me here."
His little kid voice tugs at me, but gosh, a package of trouble comes with that freckled face. "I'm not letting you get bit by a zombie pirate. You're not coming, and that's that."